So welcome to today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. And I just want to let you know, this is going to be a very exciting meeting. So you better put your seatbelts on, okay? So first off, I want to welcome Deputy Treasurer John Martin, who's here, sitting in place for the treasurer. And I understand the treasurer is getting a big award today from Speaker Society. So I just want to say congratulations to him, our new incredible leader. And Madam Comptroller, it's great to see you here again. So let's go ahead and begin the business of the day. Good morning, Secretary Gonter.
Good morning, Madam Governor, Madam Comptroller, and Mr. Chief Deputy Treasurer. There are 20 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and one report of emergency procurement. However, at the request of the Department of Information Technology and Maryland Public Television, I'm withdrawing item 12 from the agenda, leaving 19 items and the one emergency report for your consideration this morning. Happy to be answering any questions.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Secretary. Is there any discussions on the Secretary's agenda? No? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, let's go ahead and proceed to DNR agenda. Good morning, Secretary Kurtz.
Good morning, Madam Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Chief Deputy Treasurer. For the record, Josh Kurtz, Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources. The department has 12 very exciting items for your consideration today. Myself and staff are here to answer any questions that you may have.
Actually, I do have a question. I remember 2 years ago, I came with you to tag some cubs.
Yes.
And is that season over right now?
So we have our last den visit, the 19th, tomorrow. We've had a really successful year this year. I was actually at a den last Thursday in Garrett County. We had a bear who was actually denning in the WISP resort areas, so we had a really unique situation where we got to go to somebody's house right on the top of Deep Creek Mountain and tag a bunch of baby bears. So it's been a really successful year again this year.
Good to know. Thank you so much for that update, Secretary Kurtz. Is there any discussions on the exciting agenda that the Secretary has brought up? No? Okay, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Wonderful. Thank you, Secretary Kurtz. Next up is University System Maryland. Good morning, Mr. Hickey.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Chief Deputy Treasurer, Tom Hickey, representing University System of Maryland. There are three items for your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey. Is there any discussion on the USM agenda? Okay, I have a question for you. Is your favorite ice cream still salted caramel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want to make sure. All right, it's the season of ice cream coming up. Since there is no further discussion on the USM agenda, may I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So let's proceed to the MDOT agenda. Good morning, Ms. Radomski.
Good morning, Governor, Comptroller, Mr. Chief Deputy Treasurer. For the record, my name is Valerie Radomski, Chief Procurement Officer for the Department of Transportation. Today we are presenting 26 exciting agenda items for your consideration and withdrawing item 12C. We have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much. Is there any discussion on the MDOT agenda? I have a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's conclude with the DPS agenda. Good morning, Mr. Secretary Chowdhury. I hope you have an exciting agenda here for us.
Very exciting.
Okay.
Riveting. Riveting agenda for you today. Madam Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Chief Deputy Treasurer, for the record, I'm the Chief Charter Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. Today, the department is presenting 64 items in our agenda. We are withdrawing two items today, items 28C and 31S. I will actually save my comments because I'm going to try to see if we can set a record today on the board. I was told by my colleague here, Dave Bohannon, that the record is 17 minutes and 40 seconds for the shortest Board of Public Works meeting. So just to let you know that to keep an eye on minority business contracting, we have 10 contract awards and modifications for certified minority businesses totaling $8.6 million on our agenda today. And we have representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary. Some discussion?
I just have a question. On item 38, these are, the department is moving forward with approving task orders for the old contracting vehicle, despite the fact that there's a new contracting vehicle, and the new contracting vehicle is said to be urgent. And so I'm wondering how it could have been urgent if you could keep doing these IT procurements under an old vehicle.
Sure, no, great question, Madam Comptroller, and I think you're probably referring to a specific task order, I think. So it's a couple things there. I would say that when it comes to the contracts that approved, the prior agile contract that we approved at the Board of Public Works, that those particular contracts that are using federal funds do require a 60-day window for approval from the federal government. So we're working through that right now. So agencies that leverage that particular contract will have to wait for that 60-day window to close to get federal approval and then issue work orders off of that particular contract. And there are still contracts here that we will be utilizing here for smaller ones that we'll be eventually transitioning to the other ones. So there are other ones there. I know item 38 IT is a big agenda, so it's multiple task orders offer multiple contracts. Master contracts, so some of them are related to other hardware-related contracts, not just necessarily agile.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. So I'd like to call up item 13 CGL, request to award $500,000 capital grant to the town of La Plata to support the development of the Kent Avenue Corridor Community Center. This capital project is the result of a collaboration between the town of La Plata and the Neighborhood Design Center and the Dorchester Community Center Alliance, who have worked together to design a vibrant, inclusive, and sustainable hub for greater Charles County region. Once complete, the Kent Avenue Border Community Center will include gyms, training facilities, creative spaces like kitchens, an outdoor garden, social gathering spots, and other multi-purpose areas that all of La Plata's residents can enjoy. For more about this exciting project, I'd like to turn it now over to La Plata Mayor Jeanine James, who is joining us this morning. Good morning, Mayor James.
Good morning. It is wonderful to see, for the record, Jeanine James, Mayor of the Town of La Plata. If you haven't visited us, come on down, pull off a 301. We've got a lot to show you. Thank you very much for the opportunity to really advocate for this amazing opportunity for our youth. A little background story how this came about. About 10 years ago, our police officers were patrolling an area that seemed to have a lot of activity. And there was a young boy, 12 years old, chasing another young boy with a gun. And our police officer was able to defuse this situation. It happened to be a very good replica. But the young man went and followed all of the orders of the police officer, and a crisis was averted. It could have been a disaster. At that point, our chief said, we need a place for our children to go. When kids are busy, there's less activity, and that had been proven. So we had started what's called the Dorchester Community Center on Kent Avenue. The name changed a little bit, and it has been a success. The programming. We had our coach B has taken these young youth and with no future, put in a basketball court, and these young men have now, some of them are in college on full scholarships. And that's the success story that we love. Well, then there was a little bit of a hiccup there. The place that we had, which we have designed for, but we were using, had mold. We never want kids in there with mold. We remediated the mold, but guess what? It came back again. So the reason for this funding is we do have a design, we do have a plan. It's to give our youth a chance. It's to give them a place, a safe place to learn, to mentor, to have an escape from reality for just a minute there. So I am asking you to have a favorable report. And any questions that you may have for me, I am willing to answer.
Well, thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you for coming up.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that story with all of us and the importance this particular center is going to play for the young community.
I have that vision, and with your help, we'll make it a reality.
Thank you.
So thank Thank you very much.
Absolutely. With that, is there any further discussion on the DDS agenda?
Yep.
No? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the DDS agenda?
Motion to approve the DDS agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. That concludes the very exciting Board of Public Works meeting today. The next meeting will be on April 2nd. We are adjourned. Thank you.